You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
The decision of the Colombian government through the Ministry of Mines and Energy to move forward on the building of Dam Ura II in Cordoba Department triggered a new land conflict. Financial speculation, investments related to drug trafficking, gunmen hired by landowners, judges bought by mafias, and forced evictions of peasants are part of this complex system, being its background an area of wetlands in the basin of Sinú River. A few days ago, hundreds of peasants of the Association of Producers for Community Development of Siena Grande del Bajo Sinú, ASPROSIG, carried out a peaceful demonstration to denounce the situation of 75 families of the area who suffer the permanent attacks of local landowners to leave their lands. This is done with the complicity of the Colombian government. ASPROSIG states it is absurd that now the authorities are establishing that the lands in question are private property when a constitutional tribunal had declared them of public use. Real World Radio interviewed Juan José López Negrete, Executive Secretary of ASPROSIG, who told us about the current situation in face of the beginning of the second phase of the URA project, despite the fact that the peasant and indigenous communities, mainly fisher communities, have still not recovered from the impacts caused by URA First Dam.
You're listening to Real World News.